Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Christ is arisen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Please be seated. When I was in college at Concordia River Forest, my Latin and Greek professor, Professor Frelick, made us recite Greek in his office in the evening. And so we had to go to his office to recite the Lord's Prayer and other passages as well. And Professor Frelick was also President Rath's Greek professor as well. Well, I remember going into his office in the evening and his feet sitting on his desk, sitting back reading his Greek New Testament and walking his office. And he goes, "Dreyer, what are you doing here?" And I said, well, a lot of people ask that question. And I said, "I'm here to recite the Greek Lord's Prayer." And he goes, all right, just sit down. Just go ahead. And so I started, "Pater Hemon." And he goes, "It's Pater." The accent's on the first syllable. You just walk outside and just walk up and down that hallway and come back when you're ready. And so, of course, Nordling may give you a religious experience, but Professor Frelick as well. You learn to fear and love, but also have a sense of respect for his respects for the scriptures. And I remember reciting 1 John chapter 4, 7 through 16. Agape toi agapomen alelos hate agape tu ek theo esten. There we go. Which, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In fact, God is not someone who is very loving, but he is love. And this is what we hear today in today's passage. In many cases, much like in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus poses something that really sounds good, that is about love, but sets up the impossible. He says today, "If you keep my commandments, you abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." This sort of love requires of us something that we cannot fulfill. That is perfect love that fulfills God's commandments. We all want to be loved, do we not? Or liked, at least. We all have this desire to be loved in this life, for we are created to live in love. But the nature of sin is that frequently it stops right there. That is to say, we only want to be loved and liked. I want to be loved. I want to be loved. The nature of this sort of love is one that is found in selfishness and in pride, a self-love, if you will. The nature of sin distorts what true love is all about. In sin, we cannot offer the true sacrificial love towards God and thus to our neighbor as ourselves. In sin, our love is very individualistic, one of self that leads either in fabricated, selfish notion of relationship, look at all the people that love me or admire me, or simply self-serving, sensual, and gratifying love for another, or a loss of self-love and esteem that results in despair and loneliness, especially during a time of crisis. Look how I have failed, or how alone I am. This is why, even when we hear of God's love for us, especially during a time of crisis, we can still feel a sense of loneliness, because we are blinded by what true love is all about, because of the nature of our own sin. When we hear our Lord say, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love," we are frequently sometimes thinking about ourselves, our moral righteousness, how we are trying to fulfill the Ten Commandments. But the nature of the Ten Commandments are not just about you. It's about the love that we have before God and a love that we have to our neighbor. It is about, in fact, relationship, living in the sense of community. This is the notion of love. In a culture of individualistic, selfish love, We forget that the struggles of others is nothing but our own, because we are of the same cloth of original sin. Your struggles are my struggles because of the same cloth. In modern day counseling, frequently is about your problem and your problem alone. They're making your struggle a lonely venture. Love from God is not a lonely venture. It does not know individualism and self-love, which is the result of sin, but only knows a certain sense of community that is united in the love of God through His Son, Jesus Christ, under pure grace, pure love, and forgiveness that unites us together. So we are never alone. So our Lord says today, abide in my love. Not abide in your own love, but our Lord says, abide in my love. Therefore, Christ, not us, is the author and source of this love. It is our Lord's love that, as we hear today, kept the Father's commandments and thus fulfilled the law in love. This love is given for you from the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ, perfected in our Lord's sacrificial love to the death upon the cross. No greater love we hear today from the passage than this, than one give up his life for his friend. Here, my friends, is true love, true mercy, true forgiveness in its most purest sense. Our selfish and sinful love is an end to itself. It serves the desires of oneself. As Christians, we do not want to offer this sort of direct love to one another, this one that falls short, that in its own nature is selfish in its own way because of our sin. So as Christians, Christ stands between us. He stands between us and between us and God, that we may know perfect love, perfect forgiveness, perfect mercy to one another, united by the love of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. It is Jesus who stands between us and intercedes for us in this pure mercy and love, that we may know what it means to be the body of Christ, the church. And so he does today within his own body and blood, as he unites us, intercedes for us and unites us together in this love in Christ Jesus. In his pure body and blood, pure love in his body and blood, that unites us together as blood brothers and blood sisters. It is here at the Lord's Supper that in the post-communion collect we pray about our faith towards God and our love for one another. Love is where unity is to be found, and that love is in Christ Jesus. That is why the church is called the body of Christ, for it pierces the world's agendas and constructs. It opposes lies and false notions of relationship and sin. It opposes loneliness and despair and finds its comfort not in fabricated love, but in the pure and righteous love of God through His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. God is the source of this love. Therefore, this love has no competition. It matters little of one's standing or position in life. This love is not selfishly earned or achieved, not a love that is defined by others or lost in our failures and circumstances. No, this love wins the day and has overcome this world. So therefore, as Christians, we are confessors of this love. For the seed of this love is found in the person of Jesus Christ, namely in the gospel, in the forgiveness of sins, and the life and salvation that unites together as brothers and sisters in Christ. If we do not confess this love, we know neither the gospel nor the love of God. Psalm 40 is a beautiful psalm. One, it's also a good one for pastors, if you will. It reads, I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me. Our Lord says today, abide in my love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Joy is different from happiness. In some ways, in the American dream, the pursuit of happiness, sometimes we get to confuse the two. maybe frequently in our life we may not be happy, but we always possess a certain joy as a gift from God through His Son, Jesus Christ, a joy that pierces all our struggles and temptations and all which His life wishes to give us, to know that we have a certain joy in this love that we have in Christ Jesus. It is in this love, this joy, that we know that we are not alone, but we are united in the love of God through His Son, Jesus Christ, with all the company of saints in this sacrificial love given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Christ is arisen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The peace of God which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.